Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive, you guys. Hope you are doing well today. It is March 19th on a Tuesday morning at 5:56 a.m. And it is crisp outside. It's 40 degrees. I didn't expect it to be that cold, but here we are, the deep south. Anyway, I'm about to pull out my driveway, but let me just read these verses. And many of you are familiar with them, and they're really a source of comfort when things get crazy. But here's what Jesus says. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right. Wow. I don't know about you, but this verse has rang true in my life many times. When I feel like I've been striving and I'm exhausted, and when I'm at my end, when I'm struggling, when I'm going through situations that seem chaotic, I go to this portion of scripture in Matthew 11 and I read it and I pray, and it's like my unsettled heart becomes settled. Because we're not called to carry the burden of everything and everyone. In fact, we're not called to carry any burdens at all. Some might sound strange, totally, distinct or apart from what the world thinks. They think, well, you got to carry it. You got to do more. Got to do more. Got to go fast. Got to strive. Got to hurry up. No matter what, I'll sleep. I'll rest when I'm dead. That whole mindset, right, is the world's way of thinking. Now, when it comes to kingdom business, yet to be exhausted for the Lord because of doing his work is great, but to burn out because of that is not. Like, God gives us, callings and tasks and goals and missions to do, right? From season to season, from year to year, from day to day. As he gives us those things, we're to be good stewards of them. Even our kids are on loan from the Lord. They're not our kids. We're in charge of them. We're called to train them up and get them ready for the real world, right? Outside of our little bubble of influence, they're going to go out into the world. We need to prepare them for that time, right? But even then, we're given stewardship, we're given responsibility. At the same time, we are not called to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. That's what God does. That's his job. And I love that. There's been moments in ministry where it has been overwhelming, where I do step into new challenges. And I go, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't even know. And I start to take the burden on myself. And I don't know about you guys, but you ever get exhausted just thinking about what you have to do? Not even doing what you have to do, but thinking about it. You're like, that's a lot. You start to feel burdened. But when those moments come, these verses tell us plainly, clearly, truthfully, that when those moments come, we give those burdens to the Lord. We kind of, if you will, release them and say, Lord, this is your burden. You called me to do this. You're going to equip me, give me the strength, the wisdom, every single thing I need to get these things done, but I don't have to carry that burden. You're the one that's in the results. You're the one that's going to do the work. I'm just here along for the ride, called to do what you want me to do. So if you feel burdened today, if you feel weighed down, if you feel like I'm taking this all on myself, know that God's got it. Like, he's in control. He's going to work it out. He's going to iron it out. It's not your job. You're just called to continually walk with him. Be good stewards of what he's blessed you with. But don't take on all the burdens. No one's called to do that. He's going to take it on. He knows what he's doing. Trust him. Amen. Well, guys, I hope that encouraged someone. God bless you guys. Love you guys. Hope you have an amazing Tuesday. I'm praying for you, and we'll talk to you in the morning.